Have you ever had any nicknames before?
大家有没有听过, 你的花名呢?
Many people have their nicknames.
大家有没有听过花名呢?
Yes, some nicknames are pleasant and some are very funny.
有些花名呢, 好
funny.
好有趣的,
And still others are a little bit harsh to hurt people's hearts.
有些令人講聽完之後是很不舒服的,有些傷害了人的心靈的。
There was a man who had a very dishonorable nickname.
有一個人,他一個看來不是很好聽的花名。
His name is Thomas.
他的名字是?
Thomas.
多馬,
yeah. People often call him Doubting Thomas.
很多人叫他是懷疑的多馬。
From the Gospel of John, which we read this morning, we can guess how Thomas got this nickname.
我们在刚才读的《约翰福音》里面就明白多马这个余名,懷疑的多马是怎样的来由。All
disciples except Thomas had seen the risen Lord.
很多门徒都见过耶稣基督,除了多马本人。
And they told Thomas that they had seen the Lord.
他们说,多马,我们见到主啊。Then
Thomas said that he would not believe until he sees
Jesus
and touch him.
除非我亲眼见到主,动触摸他,否则我不相信。
Because of this episode, the later generation began to call him Doubting Thomas.
因为这样的缘故,后来的人就叫 懷疑的多馬就是他的花名了。
But if we use that yardstick, that nickname has to be given not only to Thomas, but also to all other disciples.
如果用这个量度多馬这个余名的话,所有的门徒都会有同样的余名的。
Before Jesus was crucified, he told them,
耶稣基督被钉的时候,耶稣跟门徒讲过,
I'm going to be killed soon, and 3 days later, I'll rise again.
我将会被杀,第三天我要复活。
After I have risen, I'll go ahead of you into Galilee.
当我复活之后,我会比你之先去到加利利。
Then now, what should they do after Jesus died?
那他们耶稣死之后,他们做些什么呢? 他们应该做些什么呢?
For 3 days, they should have eagerly waited with excitement, expecting the coming victorious resurrection.
他们应该在三天里面等候一个期待得胜的耶稣的复活。
But that was not the case.
但不是这样。
At the day of resurrection, a couple of women broke the news to the disciples that the Lord has risen.
耶稣复活之后,有几个妇人 奔向一班的门徒,跟他讲了好消息。
So when they heard that news, what do you think they should have gone?
当听到这个好消息的时候,他应该怎样反应呢?
The three options.
他仍然是怀疑。
To their house.
是不是应该去到他的家看看呢?
To the tomb.
是不是应该去到坟墓看看呢?
And to the Galilee.
是不是去加利利呢?
They should go to Galilee to meet Jesus.
他们应该去加利利遇到耶稣的。
But they couldn't believe the news.
但他们不相信这个消息。
So they ran into the tomb to check.
所以他去到坟墓里查一查。
Do you remember what they did after they saw the empty tomb?
你记不记得当你见到空的坟墓的时候,他们什么反应呢?
Luke records Peter's response in this way.
路加就说彼得有这样的反应。
Then he went home amazed at what had happened.
彼得见到空的坟墓就回家充满着惊讶惊异。
Peter didn't go to Galilee.
彼得没去到加利利亚。
And that night, Jesus appeared where the disciples gathered and showed him.
他不相信, they deny.
Yeah, Jesus appeared where the disciples gathered and showed them his body.
他要看到耶稣的身体。
But they didn't believe it.
但他 佢哋唔相信。
So Jesus said to them,
所以耶稣同佢哋讲
，Why are you frightened？
点解你哋惧怕呢
？And why do doubts arise in your heart？
点解你心中有疑惑呢
？So therefore, the nickname doubting should be given to all disciples。
所以呢个怀疑嘅一个花名，一个所有门徒都系咁嘅名噶啦。
In fact, Thomas was deserved to be called a man of loyalty.
反而我哋已经认为多马系一个忠诚嘅门徒。
Do you know why?
你知点解呢
？One day when Jesus heard that Lazarus died, he said to his disciples, "Let's go to Judea."
当耶稣讲知道拉撒路死咗啦，我哋要去佢屋企。
Then all other disciples got scared and said.
所有嘅门徒听到之下，好惊，我哋唔点咧？好惊啦
！The Jews there try to stone you, and yet you are going back.
嗰啲犹太人谂住用石头钉死你，仲翻去
？But Thomas said.
但罗马点讲咧
？Let us go with him, so that we may die with him.
我哋一齐去吧，虽然我哋可能会受死。
So Thomas was a kind of person who was willing to risk his own life to follow Jesus.
彼得就是这样的人，他愿意牺牲自己的生命来跟随耶稣基督。
But for whatever reason, he became a person who would never believe.
我们不知道为什么原因，他竟然是不相信耶稣的复活。
We don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
But one thing we can say is that even a person like Thomas, who once had a strong faith and passion, can lose faith and doubt.
我们可以说，好像多马一样，一个基督徒虽然有强的信心，都有一刻，有一时呢，他好像多马一样，会怀疑自己的信仰的。
How about you?
你是不是这样的人呢？
Have you ever doubted before because of fear or anxiety or disappointment?
我们有没有一刻因为我们的焦虑、我们的惧怕，甚至失望而怀疑耶稣呢？
Thomas did not believe Jesus' resurrection.
托马是不相信耶稣的复活。
He wouldn't change his mind even after he was told the news from his fellow disciples.
虽然他的门徒话咗俾佢听，一切嘅门徒同伴话俾佢听嘅时候，佢仍然系唔系好相信。
Then John begins verse 26 in this way.
约翰响26节系咁讲嘅。
Eight days later.
第八天之后。
John says that eight days passed by without anything happening to Thomas.
约翰话八天过去，但系冇乜嘢动静啊！多马系有所发现嘅。
How do you think he felt during those eight days?
你谂谂多马喺呢八天嘅里边冇动静嘅里边，佢谂啲咩咧
？So what do you guess he thought for those eight days?
你谂下佢呢八天里边真系有啲咩心里边想嘅嘢咧？
For him, those 8 days might have been felt longer than 8 years.
对波罗文来讲，个八天长犹如八年之久啊。
He must have experienced painful loneliness.
佢一定会经验到嗰种嘅内心嘅痛苦，嗰种因寂寞而带嚟嘅痛苦。
Jesus appeared to all disciples but him.
耶稣同所有嘅门徒显然除咗佢自己睇唔到。
Jesus met them.
耶稣同门徒见面
，But Jesus never appeared to him for those long 8 days.
但耶稣有八天之久都冇同佢显现。
For Jesus, it's not a big deal to show himself to Thomas.
对耶稣嚟讲，同多马显现意思 job 啫，好简单啫。
So Thomas could have thought like this.
多马可能系咁样谂啦。
If it is really true that the Lord rose again, how could he treat me like that?
但如果耶稣真的复活呢，点可能咁对我呢
？I am the same disciples as there as others, and I have followed him faithfully with my best.
我都系好似其他门徒一样跟随耶稣，别无二致嘅。
Did I put my life into worthless and hopeless things?
是不是我将我的生命交在一个是没有价值和是 绝望的东西呢？
Am I not his disciples?
是我不是耶稣的门徒吗？
Am I not a child of God?
我不是上帝的儿女吗？
All other disciples seem to find favor in God's eyes except me.
所有其他的门徒在上帝的面前都蒙恩，除了我自己。
Am I abandoned?
我是不是被抛弃了呢？
So those painful thoughts must have kept crossing his mind.
我相信这些这么痛苦的思想在他脑里面来来回回的了。
Thomas must have prayed and beseeched wholeheartedly.
多马应该是很诚心的专心的祷告过。
And painfully waited and waited for Jesus to appear.
是很痛苦地等候又等候主对他的显现。
Does our Lord know his mind and care what Thomas is going through?
是不是我们的主是不理会多马所想的事呢？
Those long 8 days are just passing by without any answer to his earnest prayers.
那八天，那些漫长的八天就这样过去，但是好像没有听到多马的祷告。
Is there anyone in this room who is currently going through the similar 8 days as Thomas had to experience?
大家在在座当中的弟兄姊妹，你有没有好像多马一样，现今就是经历他的经验呢？个八天的经验呢？
Those 8 days which Jesus seemed not to care about Thomas and just kept silent to him.
就那个八天里面，耶稣好像不理会多马，是不理他，好像很沉，耶稣静默不语啊。
Is there anyone who is feeling that your long-standing prayers are not answered?
大家有没有很久的祷告，但是好像祷告未蒙应允呢？
So your prayers for healing do not work?
但好像你的祈祷好像发挥不到作用呢？
And problems in your family and finance and other problems in your life are still pending unresolved?
你家里面的问题，你的财政的问题和其他的困难，好像上帝好像没有听你得到解决。
So, and are you now passing through the darkest time in your life?
是不是好像现在在黑暗的日子里面呢？
So are you exhausted, not able to pray anymore?
是不是我们不能够继续的祈祷呢？
Even then, do not despair.
虽然是这样，请你不要失望。
You will meet God's timing.
你要等候上帝的时间。
Many people of faith in the Bible are those who pass through long period of time when God seemed not to care for them and kept silent.
在圣经里面很多有信心的人物都是经历过同样的好像漫长的岁月，而上帝好像不听他们祷告。
Some of them had to spend those times under a false accusation.
有些人甚至在这段时间里面好像有一种是被控诉一样。
So please do not give up.
但是你不可以放弃，不要放弃。
Even though you feel that God's timing seems to be delayed, it will arrive.
不要放弃，因为虽然好像你感觉上帝的时间是迟延不出现，但是上帝的时间总会来临的。
Our expected time will not always come into line with the time in God's mind.
我们希望的时间可能不会时时和上帝的时间吻合的。
But it will surely arrive.
但上帝的时间总会出现的。
Therefore, our time of waiting for God's timing is not a time of our being abandoned.
当我们等候上帝出现那个时间的时候，一刻那一刻不是我们被放弃被抛弃的时间，不是被抛弃的。
But it is a time of grace when God is still working in our life.
它是一个恩典的时间，因为上帝继续在我们生命里面来工作。
Sometime after Jesus was resurrected, Peter, John, and several disciples decided to go out to fish.
耶稣复活之后一段时间，彼得、约翰和几个门徒就去到海里面是钓打鱼了。
As we all know, Peter is a veteran fisherman and he knows very well about the Sea of Galilee.
我们知道彼得本身一个很有经验的渔夫，对他来说加利利很熟悉的。
But that night, it seemed the fish were not cooperative with Peter.
但那一晚好像那些鱼呢就跟彼得呢过意不去噃。
So what a miracle for this skilled fisherman to catch nothing.
其实好像一个这么有经验的渔夫啊，竟然打不到鱼是神迹来的噃。
Yes, it could be called a miracle.
可以话真系嘅，可以话一个神迹，打唔到鱼系神迹嚟嘅。
So somebody guessed like this. Somebody guessed like.
我哋有时会咁谂啊，咁谂嘅喎。
So that that night, a miracle might happen this way.
有人话咧，可能嗰晚有神迹出现，系咁嘅出现法啦。
So when Peter casts his net to the right.
当彼得向右撒网的时候呢
，Then Jesus drew all fish to the left.
耶稣就行神迹，将所有鱼等去左边啦。
And Peter cast the net to the left.
当彼得系向左边撒网的时候呢
，And Jesus sent a signal to all fish to move to the right of the boat.
所有鱼咧向右边啦。
If it was not the case.How come no fish had been caught all night?
如果唔系咁嘅话，点解成晚都打唔到鱼呢
？While Peter and his friends were experiencing continuous failure in fishing, the Lord was preparing to meet those disappointed disciples.
当彼得同佢嘅门徒咧，几个门徒咧，系整晚失望嘅时候，喺呢个时候，上帝。预备他们的见他自己的时间见耶稣的时间
What they really needed was Jesus, not fish.
因为他们真正要见的不是鱼是要见到耶稣基督
And after passing through that long night, early in the morning, they met Jesus.
因为整晚漫漫的长夜他得不到任何的鱼打不到任何鱼耶稣在早上出现了
Jesus was waiting them on the shore.
耶稣在岸上等候
And he shouted them.
耶稣大声叫
Children, you have no fish, haven't you?
儿子啊，你们是不是打不到鱼呢？是不是呢？
Jesus already knew their circumstances.
耶稣很清楚知道他们的情况的
Then he said to them.
耶稣跟他说
Cast the net to the right upside the boat, and you will find some.
你向右边撒网啦，你揾到鱼噶啦。
And hearing Jesus' word, fishy might have begun to move to the right side of the boat.
当听到耶稣嘅说话，啲鱼好似就听话啦，去晒右边嗰度。
Fishermen cast the net and caught large number of fish, and were unable to hold the net into the boat.
嗰晚渔夫众渔夫。撒网，哇！个网差不多裂啊，好多个渔获。
There are times in our life that we have to go through。
有阵时喺我哋生命里边有呢个时间，我哋要经历嘅。
Catching no fish all night。
整晚打鱼打唔到一条。
But even then, every moment our life is under God's grace because God is in our life always。
就虽然系咁样，每一刻。其实我们的生命都在上主的恩典的看顾之下因为上主仍然在我们生命的里面
Even the time of silence at which nothing happened is also the time of grace at which God is still working
甚至在静默的里面好像上帝不发声的里面没有发生的时候其实上帝恩典仍然是在那里因为上帝在那里工作的
God was with Thomas during those 8 days of dark silence.
在那八天的沉默的八天里面上帝是工作的。
After 8 days passed, the Lord came again where his disciples gathered.
在八天过之后上主就出现和门徒一起来到见面。
This time, he seemed to come for Thomas.
这个时候好像一次是特登要见多马。
As soon as Jesus came in, he approached Thomas and said,
当耶稣一入来的时候立即就跟多马说
Thomas, see my hands,
多马看我的手。
Put your finger here and touch this hole.
将你的两个手指探我的肋旁。
Reach out your hand and put it into my side.
将你手伸出来探我肋旁吧。
Stop doubting and believe.
停止怀疑，要相信啊。
What Jesus said were the exact same thoughts as Thomas said to the other disciples 8 days ago.
你知道吗？在这里耶稣说的说话和多马说的说话，就是八天之前多马和门徒说的说话是一模一样的。
This means Jesus was listening to what Thomas was saying to his fellow disciples.
这个意思就是说，当多马和门徒要求的时候，我见到耶稣才信，是耶稣是听着他说的说话的。
This means Jesus was listening when Thomas was praying.
当多马祈祷的时候，其实上耶稣是听着他说的祈祷的。
This also means Jesus knows what in Thomas' heart, all his tears, sighs, and groans.
他意思就是当耶稣是明白在多马心灵的里面他的眼泪、他的嗟叹和他的悲伤。
Psalm 139 says, You have searched me, Lord, and you know me.
你是监察我，你认识我。
You know when I sit and when I rise.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
You perceive my thoughts from afar.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You discern my going out and my lying down.
我行路，我躺卧，你都细察。
You are familiar with all my ways.
你也深知我一切所行的。
Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely.
又话我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Do you feel that the Lord is silent to you?
你冇觉得上主好似沉默对你不语呢？
Then please remember,
记得
God knows our thoughts.
上主了解我们的思想。
God knows us.
上主是很了解我们的。
And God cherishes each one of us.
上主是对我们极为的珍惜我们的。
Thomas didn't touch Jesus' hand.
多马是没有真的摸到耶稣的手。
He couldn't do it.
他不能够这样做。
In fact, he didn't need to touch him.
其实
Why?
他不需要来摸他。为什么呢？
Because Thomas realized Jesus already knew all of his circumstances, hearts, and conditions.
因为多马已经知道耶稣基督，了解他所有的情况，包括他的惧怕。
Jesus already knew Thomas' fears, disappointments, and groans.
耶稣知道多马的惧怕，他失望，他的悲伤。
Jesus knew all about him.
耶稣对他所有的东西全部明了的。
That's more than enough for Thomas.
对多马来讲是足够了。
Now I want all of you to remember what Jesus said to Thomas.
我希望大家能够记得耶稣怎样跟多马讲讲嘢。
Jesus told him, "Stop doubting and believe."
耶稣跟他讲，停止。疑惑要相信。
What is seen is not everything.
你所睇嘅嘢其实唔系真相，唔系真实嘅嘢。
As Apostle Paul says, what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
正如正如保罗所讲，我哋眼见嘅系现暂短暂嘅，我哋眼睇唔到嘅系永恒嘅。
We human beings who only live extremely limited to one generation.
我哋人啊，人生只能够经历自己一世嘅啫。
Cannot fathom the will and the works of God which are being fulfilled throughout all generations。
我哋能够测明白，测透咗上帝响咁多个世代嘅工作要成就工作呢
？We can only have a glimpse of a tiny part of them which emerge in this one generation we are living。
上帝 在整个工作里面，在我们只能够一世里面，只能够看到窥一个炮，只窥单炮，因为上帝工作是很全面的。
A long time ago, I read a story.
好耐之前我听咗关于青蛙嘅故仔。
There was a frog.
好耐之前有个青蛙。
One day early in the morning, it met a day fly.
有一日佢喺早上嘅时候见到一只咧系浮游做朋友啦，同佢。
And they become a very good friend.
变好好嘅朋友。
But in the evening,
但喺晚上嘅时候咧
，as it was getting darker, the frog told the day fly.
当夜幕低垂嘅时候咧，青蛙对浮游讲
：Hey, it's getting dark now.
喂，黑咯喎，天黑咯噃。
Let's play tomorrow.
我明天再玩过啦。
And the day fly said,
浮游点讲咧
？Tomorrow.
明天
？What is tomorrow？
明天是什么咧
？And the frog answered,
呢个青蛙就话
：You don't know what tomorrow is.
你唔知道明天系乜嘢咩
？It's going to be very dark soon.
因为现在好黑噶啦，越嚟越黑噶啦。
And then you cannot play anymore.
我哋唔可以继续玩落去噶啦。
At night,
夜晚嘅时候咧
，we have to go to bed.
我哋要翻去瞓觉噶啦。
We'll get up in the morning.
咁朝头早先起身啊嘛。
That is tomorrow.
咁就系叫做明天啦。
And the day fly said,
嗰个浮游点讲咧
？Night,
夜晚
，tomorrow,
明天。
Are you kidding?
你咪讲笑啊
！I don't get it。
我真系唔明你讲乜。
There's no night, no tomorrow。
边有夜晚，边有明天呢
？The next day, the frog couldn't find the day fly。
第一起嚟，青蛙就揾唔到浮游啦。
A couple of days later，
几日之后
，he found a new friend。
揾到另外一个朋友啊，青蛙。
It was a grasshopper。
系草蜢啊，揾到。
They had a very good time every day.
哦，佢每日都一齐相处都好开心啊。
The frog was very happy because the grasshopper understood when he said "see you tomorrow."
嗰个草蜢咧明白佢讲明天再见咧，咁啊佢明啦，咁啊青蛙就好开心。
Several weeks later,
几个礼拜之后
，it was getting cold.
开始冷啦。
One day,
有一日咧
，the frog told the grasshopper.
嗰个青蛙就同草蜢讲。
Hey, I think it's time to prepare for long winter sleep.
喂，我哋应该咧预备一个漫长嘅冬天啊！我哋要冬眠噶啦。
We can't play in the winter.
我哋唔可以冬天嚟玩噶啦。
Let's meet next year.
不如我哋明年再见吧。
With amazement, the grasshopper asked him.
咁啊，嗰个草蜢听见之后都好惊讶，喂
，What is the winter?
咩叫做冬天啊？
What do you mean by next year?
咩叫明年啊
？I haven't heard about that before.
我都未听过，从未听过冬天同明年喎。
The frog was amazed too, but kindly explained to him what winter is.
嗰个青蛙好惊讶，但咧就好有仁慈地咧就解释佢听什么是冬天啦。
But the grasshopper said,
但是那个草蜢讲
,snow,
雪
,winter,
冬天
,next year,
明年
,I don't understand what you're talking about.
我真的不明白你讲什么东西啊。
Hey friend, there's nothing like winter, nothing like next year.
喂老友啊我们真的不有哪有冬天哪有是 明年的。
When the frog woke up next year, he couldn't find that grasshopper.
当青蛙冬眠之后醒嚟咧，响明年咧真系已经佢揾唔到嗰只草蜢啦。
The wisdom of a day fly which lives one day is not like that of a grasshopper.
嗰个浮游一天嘅生命嘅智慧系唔会同一个咧草蜢嘅智慧相等噶。
A grasshopper.Which lives one season cannot understand the thought of a frog.
嗰只能够一个季节出现嘅草蜢，佢只能够明白青蛙嘅思想咧。
We cannot fathom nor understand our Creator's wisdom, knowledge, and thoughts.
我哋唔会测透明白我哋创造者嘅智慧，佢嘅知识同佢思想。
I'm sure that we all remember what God said through Isaiah.
我谂大家都明白，都听过上帝点同以赛亚讲。
God said,
上帝讲
My thoughts are not like yours, and my ways are different from yours.
我道路是高过你的道路。我的道路是高过你的道路，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念是高过你的意念。
As high as the heavens above the earth, so high are my ways and thoughts above yours.
我的意念是非同你的意念的。我的道路是非同你的道路的。
That God knows us.
上帝是了解我们，知道我们。
That God cares us.
上帝是关心我们。
That God is with us.
上帝与我们同在。
And that God helps us.
这个上帝是帮助我们。
Therefore, in the midst of every circumstance that surrounds us, let us hold unto the promise of God.
所以当我们在面对所有的处境的时候，让我们能够坚持上帝的应许。
And shout to the Lord with Thomas in our confession, You are my Lord and my God.
同多马一样向上帝来宣认你是我主我的上帝。
And by faith, let's live a victorious life.
凭着信心我们让我们过一个海船的生活。
Echoing this confession in every moment of our life.
在我们生命里面任何的处境同样的宣告。
Until our Lord comes again.
我主我的神，直到我主再回来。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Gracious God, you are my Lord, my God.
恩慈的上主，我们的主，我们的上帝。
We thank you for your faithfulness and grace that enfold our life.
我们感谢上主在基督里面对我们的恩典。
Lord, in this world, we desire to love you more.
在这个世界里面我愿意爱你更多。
Lord, help us to know you deeply and live the words that you granted us.
我们愿意我们更加爱你，依靠你。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus.
奉耶稣宝贝的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.